got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Well, it's perfectly simple. Just take the knob and turn it clockwise. What are we supposed to do? Spend the rest of our lives in a house without windows? Now here is the living room.
And welcome to the Reach Radio Show. This is the place for all the coolest real estate news and money-saving tips. We offer home buying facts and community event information. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and our clock-watching show producer, Rick Snyder, wishing everyone a happy Independence Day. Reach counselors say if you're looking for a place to call home, today's real estate market is primed and steadfast. To get started, call the good folks at Reach right now and let them know you're looking for a place to call home. Reach counselors have the latest information about how you may benefit from their newly acquired inventory of South Florida properties. The toll-free number for Reach is 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Or you may check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Well, coming up on today's show, it is the Reach Radio Show Independence Day Workshop. It's now in session. We want to hear from you. Let us know what you're doing to celebrate Independence Day, and that's coming right up. Then Steve Cody checks in at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news and some stories about people in the news who maybe shouldn't be in the news, but stay tuned for that. And then our Hammer the Scammer segment, Rick Snyder has discovered a summer scam that replaces the winter scam. He's full of scams. Grab your hammers and prepare to... That's it. We're going to hammer the scammer, and that's coming right up. Then our house segment presents Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak, and today he has some 4th of July fireworks safety tips for those who will be lighting the fuses. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. And then, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this... the good folks at Reach, that's Independence Day for you right there. It's coming right out.
Start it early.
Anyway, we will show you how we can make a house your house. Just stay tuned for that. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Try to say that 10 times real fast backwards. And here with the headlines is Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir. About once a month, we ask the question, is it better to buy or to rent your home? Well, this time we have a study by a group of professors from Florida Atlantic University and Florida International Universities that'll help you determine whether market conditions favor buying or renting a home in terms of wealth creation and investment opportunities. You may be surprised at the answer this time. Then again, maybe not. For the first time since Florida's housing crash hit full swing in 2009, cash was no longer king last month. Cash has dominated the real estate market with more than half of all sales in the Sunshine State for 64 straight months. That trend just turned around. Well, it wasn't the one everybody was talking about on TV, but the Supreme Court handed a major victory to the Obama administration and civil rights groups on Thursday. The justices ruled 5-4 that federal housing laws prohibit seemingly neutral practices that harm minorities, even without proof of intent. Things may be looking up for first-time homebuyers facing a down payment dilemma. A report released by RealtyTrack said that nationally, first-time homebuyers are starting to come out of the woodwork, albeit gradually. The report noted that new low down payment mortgage programs that Fannie and Freddie recently introduced, along with lower insurance premiums, seems to be helping the market. And tell Grandma not necessarily to believe those ads about reverse mortgages that promise free money. Rather than a tax-free ticket to financial freedom, she could end up losing her home. That's the message from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. We will pass that message along to you. And we have the usual parade of nutcases that are in the news, as Al said, who probably shouldn't be there. But we'll tell you that story. And we'll have that and much more at the bottom of the hour.
Cool. Well, when we return...
There it is.
When we return, how are you celebrating Independence Day? Call us at 561-845-9692. That's 561-845-9692. And let us know what's going on the Barbie.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, letting you in on a little special. Are you tired of renting? Are you you want to eliminate your monthly rent payment? If that's your goal, you need to know about Reach's first-time home buyer workshops. The next workshop is Sunday, July 19th. It starts at 1 and it ends at 7 p.m. It's at Reach's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. If you can't make that one, not to worry. The next Palm Beach Gardens workshop is August the 16th. The next Miami Kendall class is July 12th, and their classes also start at noon, at 12:30, I'm sorry, and they go to 1 p.m. Their next workshop is August the 9th. If you're not getting this, folks, it's every third Sunday for the Palm Beach and every second Sunday for the Miami offices down there. These classes start at 1 p.m. They end at 1 p.m. There is a $49 fee for this HUD-approved workshop, but it includes food and beverages, and if you didn't pre-register, don't sweat it. You can pay at the door. Folks, these classes fill up pretty darn fast, and that's why we tell you this every week. If you don't get your name on the list, you might wind up standing in a corner, and you don't want to do that. For additional directions and information about Reach's first-time homebuyers workshop, call the good folks at Reach right now, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. That's the number to call. The first-time homebuyer workshop is mandatory if you want to qualify for government assistance, and we all know that a first-time homebuyer is someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. So check that out.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, well, happy Independence Day to you and yours. This is our nation's 239th birthday, and it's time to celebrate. I'm going to give you some phone lines here that you can call in, and we'd love to hear what you're doing for the holiday, how you're celebrating Independence Day. The number 561-845-9062. I'll give you that again, 561. No, wait a minute. All right, here, I got another number here. Scratch all that. Let's start from the top. 561-844-6167. Golly, there's numbers all over the place in here, and that's the one to call. 561-844-6167. And tell us how you are going to celebrate the holiday. We're interested. We'd like to find out what you're doing. You know, there's lots of cookouts and fireworks and, of course, a chance to wish Uncle Sam a big happy birthday. It's the 4th of July, and that means summer is in full swing across the USA. And we want you to know we want to know what you have in store today. Many people celebrate in different ways. For example, on July the 4th in 1934, Richard Byrd, and if you're not a history major, Richard Byrd was the guy that he was in the South Pole or the North Pole.
Discovered.
So he discovered it. Anyway, while he was at Little America, his base in Antarctica, that's where he and his crew set off fireworks in a storm that the temperature was actually quite warm for them. It was just 33 degrees below zero. And that's Celsius. So that was pretty darn cool. That's how they celebrate the Independence Day. And, of course, George Washington celebrated the holiday in 1778 with his troops in Princeton, New Jersey. I wonder if that's illegal. Maybe. I don't know. Benjamin Franklin, he was in Paris throwing a party for expats, Americans, and the French elites. So what are you doing for the holiday? Steve, what do you got in line? Anything coming up there?
We are going to go to the new area that they built in Jupiter called Harborside Place. I'm told it's kind of like a cross between between City Place and downtown. So we'll see.
Is there water involved?
Yes. I have never been there before, but I'm kind of looking forward to it. It's a new development. It's been somewhat controversial, but that's where Tiger Woods has his restaurant.
Oh.
At Harborside Place.
Okay.
We thought
maybe we'd have dinner there and then go watch the fireworks. I know it's not very exciting, but it's what we're going to do.
You do it.
Well, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. Our family's all scattered, so it's just the two of us.
Well, I didn't dig up any of the facts on travel, but everything I've heard on the news, they say that travel is up and so are gas prices, so no big secret there, right?
Still not bad, though. Not as bad as they were last
year.
No,
gas prices are down from a year ago.
Yeah, way down.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think they should get the Attorney General to investigate that and find out why those prices are going down.
Speaking of investigations, I think it was FAU where they did a correlation between real estate prices and gas prices, saying right. When gas prices are low, more people buy homes. Now, I don't get this. Now, I know the numbers are parallel, that they do go up and down together. But why would saving a nickel a gallon on gas make you want to spend $200,000 for a house? You know?
It's a lot of nickels, isn't it?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
I was confused by that, which is why I didn't include it in the news, because it didn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense. Well, I can tell you, it makes sense to my family, because my wife will actually drive 75 miles to buy gas for a penny a gallon cheaper. So, you know, she just spent, you know, $6 getting there to save a penny.
Mm-hmm.
But I love her. That's the way she is. Oh. And that maybe that's how it works, you know. Rick, what are you doing?
Party.
actually, don't elaborate.
We're going to a party location where we can actually see the fireworks from West Palm Beach, Lake Worth, and Boynton Beach.
Mm.
You can stand in the water. Intercoastal and see all the fire. It's really a spectacular location, and I'm sorry, I cannot disclose where it is.
That one year we watched the fireworks from the top of the Darth Vader building downtown West Palm Beach,
cool.
And instead of looking up at them, you were looking across at them. It was pretty
sweet.
Cool.
Well, I'll bet you didn't know this. A lot of 4th of July traditions are timeless, parades, speeches, music, and all that good stuff, but did you know that fireworks displays were first authorized by Congress the 4th of July in 1777?
Philadelphia,
that's right.
Oh, all right.
That's when they burned down something up there. But no, we've been celebrating Independence Day in a lot of different ways, and we'd love to hear exactly how you are celebrating. So I'm going to give you that phone number one more time. It is 561-844-6167. Could I do that any faster?
Nice.
Let's try that again. 561-844-6167. Call in. Let us know what you're doing for the celebration.
While we're talking about the tradition, I got one for you.
Okay.
Do you know why we celebrate by setting off thousands of small explosions? Because John Adams wanted it that way. It was his idea. Before the Declaration of Independence was even signed, he saw the fireworks displays in his mind as part of the festivities, and he wrote to Abigail Adams that it should be commemorated with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward, forevermore.
And guess how many small explosions we're going to hear this year.
Billions and billions.
According to the American Pyrotechnics Association,
More
than 14,000 fireworks displays light up U.S. skies each 4th of July. If they're lighting off 14,000 fireworks displays of 15, 20, and 25 minutes, that's a lot of small explosions.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope they don't mistake that for anything else.
Yes.
I bet you didn't know this. The second day of July, 1776, will be the most memorable mistake in the history of America. As Steve said earlier, John Adams wrote to his wife Abigail on July 3rd in 1776, quote, "I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations," I don't know what's succeeding, "as a great anniversary festival. Happy 2nd of July."
Whoa.
Now, here's the hook. A lot of people don't know this. The printer who printed up all the declarations for the different states actually printed it on the 4th of July. So he put on the top of the paper, 4th of July.
Hmm.
That's what the printer put. So they just decided it would be the 4th of July.
So it should have been the 2nd, but...
Should have been the 2nd. That's when most of the people signed it. I believe that the... it says the document was taken to the printer on July 4th. He printed the date on the top, and that was the broadside that sent out to all of the New World, that the states and the generals in the field became aware of that. It became... the 2nd of July was obviously forgotten.
You know what? I think the 4th of July sounds better than the 2nd of July.
Yeah. Too bad his name was lost to history, because that guy, that printer that couldn't get the job done on time, is actually the father of the 4th of July.
I wonder if
illegitimate father, but there you go.
I wonder if he printed that on a Franklin press.
Oh, very good. Alan, you are a history buff. I know you are.
Uh-oh.
Tell me this. I've heard this story. It's hard to believe, but did Thomas Jefferson have a laptop?
Yes, he did.
Back in... the 18th century?
Actually, it's true. It was a writing table. He invented it.
It's in Monticello.
Yes, that's exactly where they keep it. Mm-hmm. And it folds in half, just like a laptop does. And you open it up, and there's a place for your quill and for your ink.
Where do you plug it in? Come on.
Does it get Wi-Fi?
Rick, it was battery operated.
Oh, of course I should have.
You don't have to plug it in. Yeah, a lot of people don't know this. Thomas Jefferson was an inventor on top of everything else. He actually invented a form of carbon paper. Do you remember what it was called? It was a machine that had an arm, and you wrote with one, and it had an extension off to the side.
Auto pen.
And it had another pen in it, and whatever he wrote with this, the scribe went along with it.
Wow. So
pen. Yeah, he could make two letters at the same time. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, came carbon paper, and then I'm sure you've heard the story about the guy that invented carbon paper.
No, but I think we're going to.
Yeah, that's right. When it came around to the copiers, he said, Nah. He says, nothing's ever going to replace carbon paper. We don't need copiers. So go ahead. Hit that. Well, I guess that's time for us to get the heck out of here, right? But not permanently. We're just going to take a little break. And when we come back, we'll hear more about the, fireworks locations and what's going on. So here comes the bell. Get ready. Ding.
Bing.
Got no home. I know ladies wrong.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know ladies wrong. Ain't got no home, I know ladies wrong.
Hey, welcome back to the REACH Radio Show. I'm still Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder. And speaking of Rick Snyder, I understand you have an official list for us.
I do.
What's the official list of?
Fireworks locations.
Oh, cool.
In and around West Palm Beach tonight at 9 o'clock. Everything starts about 9. In West Palm, the waterfront, we're looking at maybe 100,000 people attending the celebration down there. It's free. It's outdoors, I hope. You don't want to fire off those firecrackers.
What's the weather forecast looking like here?
Weather says chance of rain, but I think you're going to have lots of folks down there anyway.
I think the rain we got today is really a blessing because it's going to cut down on the brush fires.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, residents and visitors of all ages can enjoy the biggest and best fireworks display in South Florida. Live entertainment all happening tonight at the West Palm Beach waterfront. The sky will light up at 9 p.m. No backpacks or coolers are permitted. Personal fireworks will be confiscated and all bags are subject to search. Get there early. There's a 18-minute show planned illuminating the Intercoastal Waterway. It starts at 9 o'clock, and that is West Palm Beach.
But nobody goes there anymore because it's too crowded.
Too crowded, yes.
And they won't let you come in with a backpack.
Lake Worth, 4th of July celebration, downtown, all day long. It's already going. Events include the Parade of Rafts that's done. That started at 11:30. Race of the Rafts at 1 o'clock on the Intercoastal Waterway at Bryant Park. Water Sports Extravaganza featuring professional water skiers, wakeboarders, and more from 3 to 5. Fireworks tonight around 9. Green Acres, Al, your neighborhood.
That's a place for me.
Ignite. I knew that was coming. Ignite the Night Independence Day Celebration, Green Acres Community Park, 5:30 to 10. Food, patriotic celebration, music, contest, children's activities, arts and crafts, and a spectacular fireworks display.
And they're going to light up Mr. Haney.
That's right. That's right. Hey, I just want to give a shout-out to the Widow's Sons. That's a motorcycle group that is in the Masonic Order. They're going to be out there at the Green Acres Park celebrating, and they've got a lot of tents and booths and things that are going on out
Excellent.
There. So you might want to go out there just to say hi to the Widow's Sons. They're actually the nice bikers.
I got you.
Okay.
Boynton Beach celebrating the 4th of July along its waterfront at Intracoastal Park on North Federal Highway starting at 6 on Friday. Today's Saturday. Forget that. I hope you had a good time last night.
Did
you forget to wind your calendar?
Yes, I did. Free park and ride shuttles available 5:30 to 11 at City Hall, 100 East Boynton Beach Boulevard and Boynton Beach High School. No pets or personal fireworks permitted. Tonight, 9 o'clock, is when they fire off by the Zambellis, and those guys put on a good show. They are the fireworks people.
The Zambellis?
Yeah. Yeah, and they
are
good.
They part of Ringling Brothers?
Could be. No, these are the fireworks people. In Boca, 7th Annual Fireworks Celebration, July 4th at the Sunset Cove Amphitheater. 6:30 to 10 again, 9 o'clock, they'll be firing off a fabulous 4th celebration also in Boca at the Spanish River Sports Complex, 6:30 to 9. Live band, 9 p.m. fireworks and display. If you're up coast a little ways, Vero Beach, also 9 o'clock. I guess that's the best time to see them.
Yeah, 9 is when it starts to get a little twilight
yep,
out there. Yeah.
Family fun and fireworks spectacular at Riverside Park in Vero starting at 4:30. Also, Port St. Lucie Freedom Fest outside the Civic Center at the Martin Health System Village Square from 2 to 10. Celebration begins at 2. Live bands, foods, refreshments. And again, fireworks at 9. Stewart, Flagler Park and Community Center, food, kids activities, lots of vendors, lots of live music, bounce houses, and more. North Palm Beach, 9 o'clock fireworks. Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, starting at 1, 4th of July celebration, the Star Spangled Spectacular. Guess what? Fireworks, 9 o'clock.
Let's all not forget the reason for this celebration.
If you
think about it, if they had not declared their independence back in 1776, we would all be under the thumb of a monarchy, and we'd all be speaking English.
Dang it.
Sounds familiar to me, doesn't it?
Hey, Steve, I think you're getting a little too radical. Could you knock it up a couple of more notches?
All right, then.
All right. That's much better. We are about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. I don't know why, but we're going to. Directly after the news, more 4th of July facts and celebration ideas and suggestions, all in the name of the right to do so. Call us and let everyone know how you're celebrating the holiday. Coming up after that, Reach Radio's Hammer the Scammer exposes summer scams. Rick Snyder, our show producer, has propounded the usual questions and is ready to swing his hammer into action. Then, Carlton Thompson, our resident press control freak, is in front of the house today with some fireworks safety tips for those playing with matches this holiday, pumping up the billows of brotherly love in our house segment. And then, Reach's Spotlight Home of the Week is ready for your approval. Check out all the homes at reachforhousing.org. And remember to click on the property listings button that's in the blue menu bar there. That's reach4housing.org. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, it's Reach Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with one of the sickest. Oh, no, I'm sorry, slickest. With one of the slickest news guys in the biz, it's Reach Radio's effervescent and more bubbly news guy, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
A century ago, fewer than 6% of all households consisted of people who lived alone. But by 2013, that percentage jumped to 28%, and single-person households now make up the second most common household type behind married couples with minor children, or without minor children, that is. This, according to the Census Bureau. What's more, single households have now surpassed married households with minor children. These single households, once dominated by men, have shifted to a rise in the number of women living alone. Women now had 54% of all single-family households, and single-person households are not dominated by one generation either, because about 28% of all single people are under the age of 45, another 36% between 45 and 64, and 36% of those people who live alone are over the age of 65. Growing trends, changing real estate. About once a month, we ask the question, is it better to buy or to rent your home right now? Well, this time we have a study by a group of professors from FAU and FIU to determine whether market conditions favor buying or renting a home in terms of wealth creation and investment opportunities. In Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties, renting has a slight edge over buying, but only if the money that would have been spent on the down payment and the taxes and the maintenance and the insurance is saved and invested. But very few of us have the discipline to actually do that, which is why buying does still make sense, even though on paper it's slightly in favor of renting. Now, for the first time since Florida's housing crash hit full swing in 2009, cash was no longer king in Florida. Cash has dominated the real estate market with more than half of all sales in the Sunshine State for 64 straight months until May. In May, cash funded only 47% of all home sales in the state, according to RealtyTrack. The last time Florida's mortgages drove the housing market was so long ago that people at the time never heard of short sales. Nobody posted home photos to Instagram because it didn't exist. And Zillow was just a little website that had home values. The home sale news from last month could mean a return to a more normalized housing market, although challenges for credit-dinged buyers keep them from getting mortgages, that could delay the recovery by a bit. Credit rules have become more accommodating, but many of those buyers still remain shut out of the market. And you heard a lot about Supreme Court rulings over the past week. They handed a major victory to the administration and civil rights groups on Thursday when they upheld a key tool used for more than four decades to fight housing discriminations. They ruled that the federal housing laws prohibit seemingly neutral practices that harm minorities, even without proof of intentional discrimination. The case involved an appeal from Texas officials who were accused of violating the Fair Housing Act by awarding federal tax credits in a way that kept low-income housing out of white neighborhoods. The ruling is a win for the housing advocates who argued that the Fair Housing Act allows challenges to race-neutral policies that have a negative impact on minority groups. The Justice Department has used disparate impact lawsuits to win millions of dollars in legal settlements from companies accused of bias against black and Hispanic customers. In upholding that tactic, the Supreme Court preserved a legal strategy that's been used for more than 40 years to attack discrimination in zoning laws, in occupancy rules, mortgage lending practices, and insurance underwriting. Every federal appeals court has to consider that fact now that the Supreme Court has ruled. Things may be looking up for first-time buyers facing the down payment dilemma. A report released by RealtyTrack said that nationally, first-time buyers are starting to come out of the woodwork, albeit gradually. The report noted that new low down payment mortgage programs that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac recently introduced, along with lower insurance premiums on FHA loans that took effect back in January, are helping some entry-level buyers who are often hard-pressed to come up with enough money to buy a home. Consequently, the share of loans with a down payment of 3% or less hit 27% in the first quarter. That's the highest level in almost 2 years. Well, since Independence Day fell on a weekend this year, a lot of people are planning to spend a little more green to celebrate the old red, white, and blue. With the cost of travel, food, and fireworks, a survey by the National Retail Federation finds the average American will spend $71.23. Another survey by the American Farm Bureau Federation found that the average cost of a cookout for 10 people with burgers, dogs, ribs, and all that will actually be much cheaper than it was last year at about $5.58 per person. Gas prices also went down a little bit, meaning more Americans will be hitting the road. AAA says that 42 million Americans will be traveling. That's the most since 2007. Airfare, however, is still expected to remain rather high. And a reminder today from the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office, if you're planning to buy fireworks, they say don't. verbatim from the sheriff's office. Here's what they said, and I quote, "The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office is urging Palm Beach County residents to think about safety as they make plans to celebrate the 4th of July. Every year, thousands of people and animals are injured. Keeping pets comfortable is important. It is necessary. If necessary, contact your vet and get a sedative for your pet. Take the time to check all the fence lines and door latches to ensure that pets can't get loose. Fireworks can result in severe burns and scars and disfigurement that can last a lifetime can last a lifetime for that reason." And here's the quote, "Fireworks are illegal to use without a permit," period. That's from the sheriff's office. And finally, Fort Pierce police were dispatched to Chuck's Seafood Restaurant on Seaway Drive after a report of a man absconding with an American flag. A Chuck's employee said that she placed two American flags at the restaurant entrance and that she saw Jason Mays pick one up. She said Mays stuck the pole in his backpack with the flag waving as he walked away. The employee told Mays to put the flag back. He refused and kept on walking. Police spotted Mays walking away from Chuck's, the flag waving in the wind, the pole still stuck in his backpack. According to the affidavit, Mays told police the flag was, quote, "in the 3-foot zone of federal property," and that he, Mr. Mays, is a patriot. And as a patriot, he is entitled to possession of the American flag.
Mm-hmm.
Mays, listed as a Fort Pierce vagrant as opposed to a Fort Pierce patriot, was arrested on a misdemeanor theft charge. Stealing the American flag is not patriotic, Mr. Mays.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy your stay.
Okay. I want to know about the minors. You were talking in the earlier story about the homes without minors.
Yeah, those are the people with the hard hats with the little light
on
the front.
Are you talking about minors or minors? I just wanted to check that out.
Kids.
Okay.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Oh, let's continue on, shall we, Steve?
Why?
Steve, yeah, why? I just want to, this is a serious note here.
Okay.
Now, Steve, I want to thank you and Rick for being here. I'm glad to have you on the journey, and I want to wish both of you a very, very happy Independence Day.
Thanks.
And I'm glad you're here. Of course, the Reach family, Pat and Jack Tracy, and the board members of Reach, and the counselors and professionals express their heartfelt holiday wishes to everyone, and a special hat tip for our armed forces from the past, in the present, and towards the future. May we infect all who oppose freedom with the gift of independence.
Booyah.
And that's all I'm going to say about that.
That's good. Thank you.
That is pretty cool. We live in a unique country, and I believe that we get so tied up in our day-to-day doings that we actually forget, like Steve said, we'd all be speaking English, but basically we could all have been speaking German right now,
absolutely.
or maybe Native American. It depends. But we should be very thankful for what we have and what we're doing. You know, we salute our flag every day. We take care of our business here. And let's take some time to reflect, you know, why we're here.
The greatest experiment in human history.
Exactly.
And it's a continuing experiment.
Yeah. I wish they would recognize that as an experiment and not. So
Never been done before.
That's right. And probably will never be done again. Yeah. Now, you know, the flag's original design remained the same from 1777 to 1795. That's the American flag. And I don't think we're not taking that down, are we? Just the Confederate. Right. Okay. On June 14th, 1777, the Second Continental Congress, in a meeting in Philadelphia, passed the Flag Act of 1977, a resolution creating an official flag. It stated, in part, that the American flag would be made of 13 stripes, alternate red and white, and that the Union be 13 stars with a blue field. And I forgot the name of that. It's called something. What's the blue part of the flag called? Yeah, nobody knows?
The blue part.
No, it's not. There's a name for it, and I'll think of it later. But maybe Roy Strohacker, if he's listening, he could call in. I attended a flag presentation that he did on all his personal flags, and it was really, really neat. It's good to know that we're backed up by a flag that means something. And the design pretty much stayed that way for two decades, and then it changed, right, Rick?
Yeah, started adding stars as we added states.
You know, I tell you something else that they meant to do, and I learned this from Roy Strohacker there. The original flag, when they made it, it was only 13 colonies,
right.
It's 13 states. So their intention was to add a stripe
and a stripe
every time a state was added.
Whoa. A stripe and a star.
A stripe and a star.
Right.
So they got, when they got to, there is one flag out there that has 16 stripes on it.
Ouch.
But it was only there for a year, and they realized, hey, wait a minute, this isn't going to work. If we keep adding states, we're going to have this 18,000-mile-long flag with all these stripes on it. So they decided just to add the stars and leave the stripes.
Weren't the 13 original stars in a circle?
Yes, they were. Mm. Oh, the flag has. You know what? We should probably put something up on the website about that, and let people take a look at, because it's really cool. The transformations that the flag has gone through and everything that we've done over the last 239 years.
239. Yeah.
Ooh, that's hard to believe, huh?
For a country, that's a baby.
Yeah, and you're old, man. Well, don't you feel old? You know, I just have to throw this in because we're paid to do this. You know, folks, if you're looking for a home,
get paid.
Oh, this is the wrong day to be having this show, I can tell you that. Hey, the toll-free number for Reach is 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. If you are looking for a place to call home and you need to get into a permanent location, this is the place, this is the number to call. And I'll tell you something else, too. If you remember Lloyd, our loyal listener Lloyd, he was a vet. And he told us, and we'll be replaying this interview in a few more weeks here. He told us that he thought all his veterans' benefits expired, that he'd been out of the Navy. Was it the Navy he was in, the Army?
No, he's in the Army.
Army, yeah. And he'd been out for such a long time, and he said, nah, he says, none of that probably applies. And it did.
Mm-hmm.
And we got him into a home. So if you're a vet and you're listening today, you have a couple of reasons to celebrate. Number one, Independence Day, and also the fact that the government, your government, has set up a program for you. You know, vets don't have to put anything down. You can
Nothing.
Get 100% financing mm-hmm. on your home. So if you're looking for a place to call home, call Reach.
One caveat, though.
Okay.
Because the VA is a government agency,
right?
You got miles of paperwork you have to do.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Most people are not that adept at that. Luckily, I know a bunch of housing counselors who have done it so many times they could do it in their sleep, and they're there to help you. And guess how much they charge?
I think they don't charge anything.
Free.
Zero.
Yep. Free?
Zero.
Free.
And mm-hmm.
Free.
You know what? If you add up all those numbers, 855-487-3224, if you add all those up, it's free. That's the number, folks. 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Give the good folks a call. You can call them right now, but you'll probably just get that operator, so you hit zero and then leave a message, and someone will call you back first thing Monday morning, I believe. And that's the way that goes.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Woohoo! All right, it's time to hammer the scammer, because they're out there. We must be aware, so let's check in with our show producer, reporting on summer scams. Rick Snyder, if you catch a winter scam, do you need to stay in bed for 2 weeks and limit your food intake to just soup?
No.
No?
Okay. No. And we have a summer scam now. We have several. The top five summer scams. Vacation scams. Got it. Want to go to Europe? Disney? Half price? Hey, sounds good. Send us $100. You'll get the deal of a lifetime. Or the most disappointing scam of your life. Investigate any offers like this thoroughly. Do not send money to anybody. Moving scams. You're going to move this summer? Be sure to look up the moving company at the Better Business Bureau, BBB.org, or you may end up paying way more than you expect to get your belongings back. And you may not get your belongings back until you pay up. Check with the Better Business Bureau on any moving company you contract with. Number three, concert scams. Lots of concerts. Watch out. Phone sellers will trick consumers into wiring money or paying cash for tickets that don't exist. Concert scams.
What's this world coming to?
Door-to-door sales scams. Don't say yes to a door-to-door salesman until you get all the facts, until you get all the verbal promises in writing, including the start and completion dates in the contract you're thinking about signing. Redoing your driveway, washing your roof, landscaping. Check it out carefully first. And job scams. We covered this a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I get a lot of emails on job scams. They inundate you with those things.
Right. I got one this morning. I got two scams this morning.
Really?
Be wary of employers who require training fees, background fees, and who tout, get this, no experience necessary. Just go on and we'll give you a job. Oh, it's easy. There's a red flag on any of those. Those are the top five: job scams, door-to-door scams, moving scams, concert scams, and vacation scams. You can get more information on these and others at the Better Business Bureau, which is BBB.org, or scambusters.org. Right now, there are phony surveys going around, telephone calls asking questions about health and surgery. You know, people love to talk about their health and their surgery. Oh, yes, I had this done and that done. Be careful. Callers identify themselves as being from your state's Department of Health. It's likely the callers are gathering information that will be passed to medical and surgical product suppliers for follow-up sales calls, but they could also be used for medical identity theft. Don't give personal information over the phone unless you initiate the call. Health departments don't conduct this type of survey by phone.
You know, a lot of people, when they get you on the phone, they start in a conversation mode.
Oh, sure.
And they get you, hey, buddy, hey, pal, and did you and I and this and that. And by the way, can I have your social security number? And you're so happy with them, and the conversation's so great. Oh, yeah, sure, here, let me just give that to you. Wrong.
They've become your best friend.
Yeah.
Real quick. Get this. The bogus IRS surveys, the Internal Revenue Service, that may come by phone, email, or even text messages. This year is one of the worst ever for IRS scams. The crooks are after your Social Security number and details of your filing. For instance, whether you've applied for an extension so they can get their hands on your refund. The IRS does not undertake this type of survey, nor should you. You'll never get an email asking for information from the IRS. And one more quick one here.
Yep.
Employee business phishing scam. Scammers call small businesses with only a few employees, ask a series of questions that enable them to identify key people, roles, and responsibilities. They'll ask questions about office equipment such as telephone systems, copiers, and computers. Use this information to create bogus orders and invoices that use this information to make it seem genuine. If you get a call like this, you're in small business, take the details, pass them to the boss, and investigate them thoroughly.
Amen and amen.
These scams keep coming. Do I have time to do one
you
more?
You got about no, we got to get into our house.
Our house is coming.
Yep.
I'll save my Facebook scam for
ooh,
next week.
I like
watch
it.
Out.
All right.
So let's get to our house.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
I love it. That's a great song, isn't it? Well, welcome to Our House. This week's segment brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. And joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak, here today with some safety tips for our pyrotechnically inclined fireworks aficionados. Can't believe I got all that out, right? Hey, how's it going, Carlton?
Hey, how we doing, Al? Happy Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day to you, too, and I'm glad you said Independence Day and not the 4th of July, because we are not celebrating the 4th of July. We are celebrating Independence Day, by golly.
That is correct. I'd also like to send a shout-out to Blake Hoffler. He's in the U.S. Marine Corps. He'll be coming home in a couple of weeks.
Great. Salute to our vets, you bet. And you have some news for us today about those who are playing with matches over the holiday here.
Yeah, there's an old saying, those who play with fire will get burned.
That is the truth.
Yes, we talk about safety, but I have to say it's true. I tried to burn just some debris at the house yesterday and burnt my thumb.
That's how it works when you play with matches. So what's the deal? The Sheriff's Department, I don't know if you heard Steve say earlier that the Sheriff's Department issued a proclamation like don't buy fireworks and don't mess around with them. It's dangerous and all that stuff. But, you know, people will anyway because the fireworks tents are set up on every corner of every intersection in town. So what's the deal? How should we, you know, I know it's simple. You light a match and you put it under there and it goes, but they blow up on you.
Well, first of all, let's hope that they do blow up. That's what they're designed to do. What's scary is when they don't blow up. A buddy of mine was just telling me last Thursday that a friend of his put a mortar down. It didn't blow up. He looked down the tube and blew his half his face off.
Oh, Lord.
That's
Yeah, you're right. It's when they don't go off. I as a kid, I remember when we light those things and they don't go off, and you'd wait, and you wonder, like, what are we going to do? And you get close to it, and it explodes.
Look, it's not worth it. It's only a couple of bucks and a flash of light. Just throw some water on it and be safe.
Smart.
The other thing is, watch out for those sparklers. A lot of, you know, kids, they throw them down, they step on them, they get burned. The thing with sparklers that people don't realize, it looks like a couple of sparks, and sparks don't hurt us, but it's burning at 1,200 degrees. You need to keep those kids safe.
Wow.
Watch where they're putting them, and have a bucket of water. Don't throw it in a bucket of water.
I think what you're trying to tell me is parental guidance is what's necessary. Don't let your kids run around with the fireworks, the sprinklers or sparklers and all that stuff, because you're right. They could step on them. They could get burnt by them. And what do the little kids know? Hey, look, it's all burnt out now. Can I grab it? There goes your hand.
Yeah.
Wow.
The other thing, you know, like in my house, you know, I'm kind of the guy that's going to be blowing off the fireworks tonight. We're out having a great time. We're having some drinks. You know at about 9 o'clock you're going to be shooting off fireworks. Why don't you just have something to eat about 7 and quit drinking? You know, I mean, drinking and driving doesn't mix. Like, I'm no scientific data here, but I'm pretty sure that drinking and explosives don't mix either.
You're a smart guy, Carlton. That's why we have you on.
Hey, happy Independence Day.
Yep, so you guys are going to be blowing off some fireworks later? Or?
Yeah, Fran won't say that he's doing it, but he's sitting right here. We're buying a few more before we head back to the barn.
Is that little Brandon the other baseball pest control freak that we have?
That's the one. He's getting a little taste right here. He doesn't want to say nothing.
Okay. Well, Brandon, you have a happy Independence Day. And Carlton, I guess, where do we go for all our supplies?
JohnDeereLandscapes.com.
That's it, JohnDeereLandscapes.com. We appreciate the time and the information. All right. When we return, you need a home? We have some, and most of them are more affordable than you think. Interest rates are still low. If there's such a thing as a slow boat to China, now would be a good time to rock the boat, baby.
Ain't got no home. I know baby.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Hey, welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, here with a message for future homeowners. If you're planning to use FHA, HUD, or other government assistance programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for HUD assistance. And you'll also receive big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. Call Reach Counselors today and start the journey to home ownership. If you're a vet, it's even better than you think. The toll-free number for Reach is 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224 gets the job done. Reach offers a comprehensive credit management workshop that teaches you how to deal with credit issues and get you back on a sound credit track. Reach also provides free foreclosure and modification counseling. It's free because the government says it has to be free.
Our trained counselors deal with mortgage and finance companies every day. They know what the banks want before they ask. That's because REACH works with the government agencies that makes the rules. You heard that last week when we were talking to Simone Griffin up in Washington, D.C. They make the rules, so we're right on top of it. Call our trained counselors right now and find out if you qualify for many of the government assistance programs available to you. The toll-free number again, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. Remember to press zero for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. Yeah, and now let's get into our... let's get into the Spotlight Home of the Week, all right? Okay, let's do that. It's good news, everyone. REACH properties are online and doing fine. This is a smart way to shop. Remember Lloyd, the loyal listener? He bought one of the homes by listening to the Spotlight Home of the Week. He was shocked when he learned that his veterans benefits were still available. Lloyd knew exactly what to do. And here's what you can do to get yourself a home. Some, if not all, of our properties are listed on the website now, and you can see which one is right for you. Take a look. Go to reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number four, housing.org. And click on the Property Listings tab. It's in the blue menu bar right at the top of the screen. Also, there is a search block on the side of the screen that allows you to search for properties based on price, location, or number of bedrooms, if you wish. It's safe and it's easy to use. It's www.reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number four, housing.org. If your browser has landed safely on the page, click on that Property Listings bar in the blue menu bar at the top. That's where all our Spotlight Homes of the Weeks rest. And this segment was brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Pat reminds you that some of our homeowners are within your reach. Some homes are within your reach. So reach for the dream in 2015. Become a homeowner. Call Pat Tracy and Associates right now, 561-351-8000. And I would say it's an Independence Day holiday. Give her a call anyway. 561-351-8000 and just wish her a happy, happy Independence Day. Steve, you've got some new houses that you're putting up there too, right?
Actually, there are many in the works, so don't think that the ones on the website are the only ones. In fact, we just finished one in Delray Beach, which is a condominium in a very, very nice area.
Right.
I can't tip my hand yet because it's not listed yet, but I'm just saying watch this space. There are many new properties coming.
Yep, the idea is reachforhousing.org. And like I said, press on the property listings bar up in the blue menu there, and you can take a look through the homes. Like Steve said, there's a few up there now, but there are more coming. And it just takes a while to get them into, we had over 100 homes that mm-hmm. we had on the site. And we just sold every one of them, and they just went out from underneath us.
I want to mention something real quick.
Go ahead.
We talked about Lloyd, who didn't know about his VA benefits.
Right.
If you are having trouble coming up with enough savings for a down payment, there is a state of Florida program that can actually give you down payment assistance up to, like, I think it's $10,000. Don't quote me on that.
Right.
But there's really no reason not to become a homeowner right now, and REACH can help you do it.
All the conditions are right, and we speak to people. You hear them on the show, folks. They're on every week. All the experts that we have on talk about the marketplace and where we are and how we're standing. Right now is the best time to buy a home.
Mm-hmm.
No kidding. Give the good folks at REACH a call. You know the number. 487-3224.
Reach out, we'll reach back.
That's exactly right. Well, that's all the time left to us today, folks. We want to wish you again a happy Independence Day. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We'd like to thank everyone involved in the show and also wish them a very, very happy Independence Day. And attention, realtors, if you missed our last Red Carpet Realtor event, remember the next one is coming up July 30th. New programs, more opportunities. Check out the show website at reachradioshow.com. That's where all the REACH Radio Show archives are, and you may take a look at the Spotlight Home of the Week. We'll see you again next week, live from 12 to 1. Happy, happy Independence Day.
Bye.
See ya.
I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.